Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Dara Eckert. I'm the CEO at Friends of Strays.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
Actually been living in St. Pete for about 2.5 years, getting ready to purchase my own house here in the next couple of months. So I'm very excited about that.
What organizations are you involved with?
I work with, well, as CEO of Friends of Strays, and then I've also been on the board of Social Women in Motion, which is a social organization that raises funds for local charities.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Every day I get out of bed excited to see what animals are in our shelter and what we can do to help them find their forever homes. That's my biggest motivation, is trying to help animals.
Why St. Pete?
Well, funny thing is, my husband and I used to vacation here in St. Pete. We would go spend time on Paso Grill, and we came down here, you know, every couple of years or so for vacation. The last time that we were here, we were living in Indiana, and thinking about going back up there for the next winter was just something that I didn't want to do. And so we decided, we were sitting on the beach, that we really needed to live in St. Pete. And I made it my mission when we got back home to make that happen.
What is one habit that you keep?
One habit that I keep is, when I get to work in the morning, I always go through the shelter and say hello to all of the staff, ask them how their day is, ask them what's going on that day, and then take time to talk to all the animals as well.
Who are some people that influence you?
A number of people have influenced me throughout my life. One of my very biggest mentors was Fred Kate. He worked at Indiana University when I was there. He was the director, executive director of the cybersecurity center that I helped manage. Just an amazing, giving person who believed in me at a time that I needed that and helped me kind of grow in managerial skills. He had me take over the operation of the cybersecurity center at the time, and I grew my staff there and really built it from scratch under his guidance. He's also an incredibly generous person, an animal lover. He donated money to the Indianapolis Zoo to purchase an elephant that needed to come to the zoo to survive, essentially. And it wasn't just like a donation of money. It was donation of time and talent, too, because he went there and took care of Tomby and really has a lot of involvement with him. So he's really kind of given me the strength to grow professionally and personally. And I look up to him in a lot of ways.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
I think it's really important that you try and find something that you love. When I was working at Indiana University, I enjoyed my time there and it gave me some really good experiences. But towards the end of my time there, I was starting to realize that, you know, at this time in my life, I'm, you know, nearing 50 at that time, I really wanted to do something that I was passionate about. And sometimes it's better to take a, you know, cut and pay if you have to, to follow your heart. Because it has made such a difference to me to know that I'm going to work every day and I'm helping other people. I'm helping people find their, you know, next pet. I'm helping animals find their forever homes. And animals have been such a big part of my life that it just seemed like such a good fit. And I would want, you know, everybody to be able to have that experience as well. If you can't get into a job that you're passionate about, I really encourage people to volunteer at an organization that where they can express their passions that way.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
Well, I wish I knew how mentally draining it could be. It can be very stressful. Running an organization, you know, you have a lot of responsibility. Of course, you're responsible for staff to make sure that they have jobs at the end of the day. You're responsible for all of these animals and making sure that they get into good homes and they're not lingering in the shelter. It's a lot of stress. And it can be very draining, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's so worth it. So it's just something that you just have to be prepared for, you know, and be able to make that sacrifice that this is going to be my life. And my life is fully surrounded by this job, essentially.
What's next?
For the shelter in particular, we are going to be expanding. We're going to be building a new shelter, hopefully in the next 5 years. We're starting a capital campaign and we're looking for property right now to purchase in St. Petersburg. We are at our capacity for what we can manage right now for animals. We're not going to be able to grow the shelter and help more animals in the community if we're not able to expand. We've had a wonderful donation from a gentleman who passed away in the spring. We're going to get not quite $2 million from a trust that he left us because he believed in our mission and the work that we do. We're going to be able to use that money to purchase a new property and then start working towards expansion and raising the funds to make this happen.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. And then personally, of course, I'm going to be buying a house here soon and being a permanent St. Pete resident, which I'm super excited about because St. Pete is the most amazing city. It's artistic and beautiful, and it's the place to be, I believe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.